Wheelbarrow. You ever heard that called anything besides wheelbarrow?
I don't believe I have. I don't remember it they have. I know they must have had some other terms, though, because they built a railroad down in my section of the country, the wheelbarrow. Irishman has had something, many wheelbarrows.
I don't guess you ever heard of calling a Georgia buggy.
No.
Say that if you were sitting on your front porch and you saw a man come down the road in his wagon with a load of wood, and a little while later he came back and his wagon was empty, and then shortly after that he came back with another load of wood, and this just went on all day, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood, I guess.
Hauling wood. What, say if you were driving down the road and a tree had fallen across the road blocking your way, what would you call yourself doing? You know, trying to
slow
or just out of the way,
pull it out of the road.
Have you ever heard anybody say something like, "We need to get us a rope and try to snake that thing across the road"?
Snake, yeah, they use the term snake.
Why do they say snake?
Well, I guess it's because they hitch a mule on to the whatever the log they're pulling, and he makes a trail kind of like a snake going to where they're going to load it onto a wagon. That's the only thing I can ever figure out.
I see.
In other words, the log is moves along kind of like a snake.
I see. Would the person be just as likely to say something like, "We need to try to drag that thing across the road"?
Yeah.
These things that carpenters use, the frames, the end of them kind of shaped like the letter A, and there's a cross piece and another one of those things on the other end.
Yeah.
What do they call those?
Trestles.
What do they use them for?
Well, they use them to put the lumber on where it takes two of them, and it has a place where they saw the lumber. That's up about the height they want.
Have you ever heard them called sawhorses?
Yeah.
Same thing. Well, have you ever seen something that was like that, a wooden frame, except it was shaped like this? Mm-hmm. You could place a log right in the middle of it?
Yeah, that's what they cut, where they cut their wood.
Did that thing have a name?
I'm sure it did, but I never thought of it. I made them in.
Uh-huh.
I don't recall it ever.
Well, have you ever heard it referred to as a sawbuck? This thing that you use to sharpen straight razors, when people used to shave.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever see those around much?
No.
Nowadays?
No, I asked Barbara that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no. Said we buy our razors blades and they slip right into a shape, a form, just like a razor, and said they stay sharp. And when they get dull, we just put some wood there. And I just wondered what could become of the razor strops in a barbershop. He said that's what happened.
Yeah, I can remember seeing those things in a barbershop in my hometown when I was, pretty young, about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old, but they still had those things hanging.